This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is reporting mixed metrics for COVID-19. Cases and the rate of positive tests are both rising. So are emergency department visits with positive tests. There are now 134 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's three fewer than last week and the first drop since early June. And most utilities are seeing a plateau or decline in wastewater samples. Updated vaccines are expected to be available in the fall. Some residents of Pueblo County may be at risk of excessive exposure to toxic chemicals in their water. That's according to a recent report from the Pueblo Department of Public Health and Environment. These man-made contaminants are known as forever chemicals, and Pueblo health specialist Megan Crawford says they're linked to negative health effects.
Those effects are increased in some cancers, such as prostate, kidney, or testicular cancers, increased cortisol levels, reduced ability of the body's immune systems.
Residents who volunteered their wells for testing received results. The department recommends Pueblo County residents whose drinking water contains any level of contamination install a water filtration system. When Celine Dion sang at the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, she defied a painful autoimmune disease that has changed her life. The singer recently donated $2 million to the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus to study and treat stiff person syndrome. It's a progressive disorder characterized by muscle stiffness and muscle spasms. Dr. Amanda Piquet leads the research. She says 60 to 70% of cases are in women.
Now, that stiffness can cause problems with walking, movements, including eye movements, as well as speech.
Dr. Piquet hopes the research will help with other autoimmune diseases as well. This is CPR News and KRCC.